Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לכם.
Hello, we are in a preparation lesson for the Kabbalah Congress in Vilnius, From Chaos to Harmony, lesson number 5, the 10 is an embryo. You can watch our lessons and download the studied materials from the website, and selected questions will be asked live. A preparation lesson for the Kabbalah Convention in Vilnius, From Chaos to Harmony, lesson 5, the 10 is an embryo.
Attaining the Creator comes to a person in the solution of the problem of unity with the Creator on one end. On the other hand, there cannot be unity and connection and dvikut, adhesion, or any contact with the Creator if the Creator is revealed, because then a person is attracted to it with all of his desire and cannot handle a situation where this connection is in order to bestow. But just out of his own will, he will want the connection. He'll be addicted on adhering to the Creator as the greatest pleasure that exists in the light, in the sensation of the kli, of the lack. Because no other lack was created, or chisaron was created, except the chisaron for the light. The chisaron for the and the sensation of love or bestowal should be concealed. Only to the extent that a person can come in contact with it in order to bestow upon the light, to receive the light in order to bestow. On that condition, the connection can exist. And the Creator becomes what is called revealed, as to the will to receive, to a person. To bring a person to a state where he can see this process of the right connection between his will to receive and the Creator, the filling, the light, we try to connect among ourselves in order to, through the connection between us, perform all kinds of actions on the will to receive, so it accumulates impressions, rejection, closeness, remoteness, ascent, descent, humiliation, pride, envy, all kinds of states that we need to go through to acquire the right impressions and go from what is called love of man to the love of God, of the Creator. Through these images of the friends, as if they're people, as if I'm in contact with them. And I forget and then remember that behind everyone there is the Creator. And again, because again, I'm dealing with the same light, which at one time shows me like face and back. You have made me in behind and before, and that way I'm with friends as well. So it turns out that through our connection and disconnection and closeness and remoteness, we go through all kinds of states that we are not even aware of. But it works. It may take a long time. But we learn how the kli, the vessel, should work with the light. Will to receive, opposite the pleasure in front of it. In order to receive this pleasure, in order to bestow, and not in order to receive. And then we are in equivalence of form with the pleasure itself, with the quality of the pleasure, the source of the pleasure. This is our work, which is called the preparatory work. Of course, there is no final goal in connecting to the friends. We only discover relatively quickly, within a few years. But we do discover that here we have preparatory work, where we prepare ourselves for contact with the Creator. The contact with the Creator is the point of unity or unification. And there, in this first point, that first degree, it's very difficult. It is that I have to attribute and unite with the Creator everything that exists in my world. Myself, mind and heart, all of my thoughts and desires come from Him. Everything there is outside of me that I imagine as existing outside of me, the whole world, all of reality, I also attribute to Him or address to Him. His control is absolute and appears in all of reality, and reality is the will to receive, except for the spark that I received and that belongs to the Creator. And specifically through this spark, I become detached from Him, and from within that spark, I can determine that other than the spark, my will to receive that imagines, that feels it as existing with its qualities and thoughts and desires, mind and heart, and everything that's happening around it, as it imagines that it is in some environment, all of this is designed and established by the Creator. If I come to this point of connection, where everything there is in my world, in my perception, in my existence is done by that upper force, the Creator, then I'm with Him at this point of connection. And this is called the point of Ibur, the point of impregnation. I become impregnated in Him. Yeah, I become impregnated in Him. So that's the first point. And that we must reach. To push us to it, that upper force, the force of bestowal and love, absolute love, as we discover it later, awakens us through all kinds of means, pleasant and unpleasant. How else can you manipulate our will to receive? And in all kinds of ways. These ways, when we are in such a big and diverse and multifaceted world, through all kinds of influences, pleasant or otherwise, we receive either rejection or attraction to that connection, that union. And then, through our experience, we begin to understand that there is no bad in the Creator's world. And both the good things and the bad things, like two lines, have one purpose: to bring us to unity, to unification. One is from kind of one is pulling toward connection, and one is pushing. By hurting, scaring. Through helplessness, a feeling of helplessness. So we can draw, attract, invite a little child to come to us, either in a good way or in a bad way. You know, don't go there, it's scary, you can have something there, there's something there that's dangerous. So we can do that by intimidating as well. So we are in a world where at every given moment, two lines work on us. They operate on us from the good side and from the bad side, seemingly. And we have to come to a state where a person should bless the bad as the good. Our purpose is to try to identify within or above reason. We'll talk about it later. But this we need to determine, that there is none else besides him, that the seemingly bad things that awaken are even more, they influence us favorably, positively, even more, because we are egoistic desires. So through fear and anxiousness and unpleasant feelings, envy, shame, all kinds of negative feelings. So we awaken very quickly. To this, our will to receive is super sensitive. And therefore, we need to see in all of these states that we go through, that is the Creator giving us an opportunity and possibility to direct ourselves very quickly toward Him. And that way, advance. There's an ocean of states and reactions and how we work with them through social strengthening or bonding and studying and so forth. But the most important is to accept that there is none else besides Him, and everything comes from one source. There is no bad in the world, but only two forces operating on me, and my solution is, if I come to it by being happy that I remember the Creator, and by this I mitigate my situation, I'm even happy that the bad came to me, that I woke up, and then I can achieve connection more quickly. And although it's still lo lishma, not for her sake, it's connection with the Creator in order to feel good. But from lo lishma we come to lishma. It's on the way already. Although my fuel is still the good feeling that I want to obtain every step of the way, but what can you do? This is how my material works. My donkey is willing to move forward only by pricking. So that's how we advance. Only these pricks push me and awaken me and direct me toward the Creator. They awaken me toward connection with Him. I want to enter Him like a child who wants to go back into his mother. He attaches himself to her. But for obtainment of ibul, the impregnation, these states are necessary and very beneficial. So, happy is the man whom the Creator admonishes or afflicts. Those whom the Creator wants to promote toward dvikut, adhesion, must feel many pressures, problems, troubles, falls, disillusionments, and at the same time, that's on condition he is in a society, in an atmosphere, you know, with the study, and the friends, and the teacher, and the books, and all that. So it pushes him back to using every situation correctly, every bad situation that the Creator sends. So the first state that we achieve in connecting all of these things that I just said into the right state will be called Ubao. When a person can, out of all the circumstances and everything that's happening to him, he can just annul before the work of the Creator on him. This whole situation that the Creator depicts for me, internal, external, this world, spirituality, group, family, work, you name it, I attribute everything only to Him. And I'm willing to accept it as something good. Why is it good? Because specifically through all these means, I become adhered to Him. I achieve a state where I have no choice. He places me by force, through the two forces, Abba and Ima. Through those two forces, He lets me into Ibul, where I am annulled within Him, and I am very happy that this is what's happening. And at this point, when I come to it, I understand for the first time that you can be happy not because I got rid of the problems, because I'm attached to the Creator like a baby attached to its mother, but because I'm happy and I bless all of these troubles. I bless for having them, because seemingly, thanks to them, specifically, I can adhere to the Creator. He writes that these bad forces are seemingly the ones that helped me achieve Dvikut. This is the state called Ubao, the embryo. Of course, it doesn't happen at once, as Balasaram writes, but only good and mercy chase me, pursue me, and through all the bad things we come to that state. As he writes, that the Zivug doesn't happen at once, but by pursuing and chasing through all kinds of different states, moving closer and farther, until a person really, really wants. He develops this hardening, this great desire to be in contact with the Creator, and there he checks what is the need for the connection. Is it to get rid of the problems or not? Or is he happy when they come because it's a chance to work with his ass, with his donkey, because he can't evoke it any other way toward Dvikut? Because the minute the ass doesn't feel a threat, it immediately stops moving, like an ass. And the minute you have left, that awakens him, fears, trepidation, anxieties, scares, then it moves. But when those scares come, then it becomes detached from the Creator as good, and sees how it can get rid of the problems naturally. So here you have the transition between right and left until it finds the first middle line, which is the middle point of those two lines, two influences on it. And that's how it achieves the state of Ubao. Clear? Questions? That's it. Only three. Yes?
So, between the left of Lolishma and the right of Lolishma that you described, where is the middle?
We'll find it. It'll work out. The middle is in the middle. It's the first time a person, you need to feel it. First of all, you need to feel that I'm really managed by left and right, mainly by the left. And I have no choice. My material. My ass doesn't move otherwise. Afterwards, going through states of even wanting the suffering, because specifically through them I can advance. But when they come, I don't want them. Neither they know the reward. There are many discernments here we still have to accumulate and arrange and design. But out of this, we build the womb. It doesn't exist. You build it. Until you elevate lacks and desires and intentions more and more correct, and then according to this ability, the upper force, the upper one gives. It's on the way. Yes.
Question about annulment with respect to all of the actions that the Creator is taking me through. The expression of this annulment is joy?
Joy, it's written, is a result of good deeds. If I unite everything in my world to the Creator, with the Creator, everything in my perception, it's called all my bones will say. Where I exist, that He is everywhere, in me, around me. I don't feel it yet, but I have this kind of like a hunch. A gut feeling. So, out of this, I do come to a state of joy. The result of the right action, activity or operation is joy. It's not joy in order to bestow already, or it is. You have points. It's all along the way. It's a state that's constantly unclear. It's not scrutinized. There's a reason why there are 3 days of absorption. You need to go from the left to the right to the middle, even at the point of connection when you're already there. Yes?
Now, sometimes a person is sent thoughts that are truly against the Creator, the complete opposite. And the question is, should we be happy about them as well or fight them?
These are exactly the negative obstructions that a person must discern. Where I don't care what problems I have within me, outside of me, with the world, with my enemies, with my friends, you name it. Anything but detachment. I prefer to be in any situation except in detachment from the Creator. And not detached from the Creator, not because then I have this point of confidence, but because by this I want to give Him contentment. I want to give contentment to the Creator. Because without it, it's like I make Him sad. I hurt Him. I begin to think, what am I causing Him through my different states? When you get there, you are advancing to Adibu. There are many things here. It's as much as Kabbalists write, it's all. You can't talk about all of it, because even in our world, look at how many books about all the states people go through in their lives, all kinds of novels and whatnot. Every moment is still new. Yes.
Can you give us examples of detachment?
I give you enough examples of connection.
What I'm looking for is, to me.
Well, yes, and oppositeness, and opposite. Detachment, you know about detachment. That's why I'm talking about connection. Detachment is anything that you think that you exist, that your desire is your own, that your thoughts are your own, or that they belong to the friends, or to the world, or to all kinds of elements, good, bad. This is all detachment. Yes?
So in our daily walk, as we're trying to hold intentions for the 10, for the group, for the world, and we get caught up in our corporal life, for whatever it is. Something.
You need to go over your entire life and everything you need in society and everything you need to function out of a perception that you're connected to the Creator. That's it.
Thank you.
Give it to Asaf.
Rav, sorry. You said, and here one understands that he can be happy not because he gets rid of his problems, rather he's happy and he blesses over these problems, because specifically thanks to them, seemingly there is a possibility to be in adhesion with the Creator. I understand this sentence completely without the seemingly, but you emphasize the seemingly. What do you mean?
We will read it. Bala Sulam writes about it. We're not going to go into everything we just said. I still want to stimulate you to discuss among yourselves. Yes. Give it to him quickly.
Rav, tell me. He writes here a question. Impregnation.
Hold the microphone.
Impregnation is spiritual birth?
Ibu, impregnation is not birth. It's the entrance, it's a spiritual entrance into the Creator. Into the Creator. We are constantly developing the point of contact with the Creator until you develop yourself through 9 months of pregnancy while inside the Creator in annulment. And in this annulment, you have 9 months of pregnancy. That's what it's called. It's many, many states and sections and whatnot in which a person is still learning how to annul over an increasing of yud shoresh, and then after birth of yud aleph, we'll learn it. You will feel many things. The door and the axis, Aleph Bet, how it opens and closes. The whole birth is still ahead of you. Yes, we have Karmiel.
Good morning, friends, Rav. Do we, the entire 10, reach a state of Ibur?
No. Not necessarily. Each and every one, according to his efforts. Each and every one. But, of course, a person is dependent on the environment. The more the environment conveys to him powers that invoke him, positive and negative, accordingly, he can advance more quickly. The Creator arranges everything. The influence of the environment on a person is imperative. A person cannot react differently, and he should also understand that through the environment, he reacts toward the Creator. We have to learn the place of the environment and what it is. We also will learn how the embryo, the ubal, is inside the womb. There are many things here. You have a special kind of bubble where it develops, which is the environment. Here, we're still lacking impressions. Right? Okay. Yes. So the entrance into this work of attributing everything to the Creator, does that happen from an egoistic place where you get beat up and out of that you get to it?
Of course, it's egoistic.
So it is because I want confidence, not because I want to give contentment.
What contentment? How can that be in the beginning of the work? No, this is help made against Him. Of course. If not for our ego, we wouldn't move. We need to love it. Because a person is going through this process many times for a long time in such states where he understands that if now nothing bad will happen, he won't move. So he's ready for all of this bad, even though it's not good. He has to awaken himself through the environment and advance from the good, not from the bad. However, what can you do? This is a problem. It's a problem. Usually, nevertheless, one advances more through the bad than through the good. Pharaoh is the one who pushes us.
So, your ibul develops according to the number of times you succeed in attributing the situations to the Creator?
Yes, only that. Every step, even the smallest one or the biggest one, is only when I attribute every situation I go through, no matter what, that I truly gather all of the different causes and I attribute them to the Creator. And this for me becomes a complete image, a complete form, that it all belongs only to a single source. Then I'm already in the haraot, in the ups and downs of entering the impregnation.
Does it also happen in a state where you can't attribute it emotionally? Are you still developing the ibul?
As much as possible, as much as was given.
And what's the stage where you've become an embryo, you've entered?
Is when I can truly, with all of my force, I can hold myself in adhesion with the Creator in the present conditions, in the will to receive with Oviyut of Shoresh, the first one, when I'm already in adhesion with Him, and that point is a permanent point of connection with Him. When in this point I attribute everything to the connection with the Creator in order to bestow to Him. This means that all of the negative circumstantial conditions, health, work, police, family, friends. What else do we have? Well, opposers. It's everything we have around us, yes. What else? All of this I attribute to the Creator. And this attribution to the Creator of all of these different elements and factors is constant in the present state. That I'm in a prayer to Him, in a request to Him, to have a grip on Him, to hold Him permanently. This is called the entrance to the state of Ubal, to being Ubal, an embryo, in order to bestow. So it's no longer for my benefit that this will give me comfort. Rather, that I won't feel comfort, however, that I will be in adhesion with Him. Because by that, I want to give Him contentment. That one more soul is now joining or connecting with Him.
So the right reaction is that the minute something negative comes along, you immediately awaken in prayer to Him. That's the direction?
Yes. And here we need to see how does the Creator awaken in us these states in a group-wise manner towards the organization, towards worldwide organization, or towards some group, or towards some 10, etc. And accordingly, we then understand in what intensity we can now use the connection between us and to Him, so that indeed these things that are advancing us are essential, important things.
So the expression of our annulment in the development of the Ibu is our ability to react with a prayer to every negative thing He awakens.
In the connection between us and towards a prayer to Him. Okay. Well, take it slowly. It settles over time. Chaim?
Rav, you said that the point of Ibu, part of it is to bring Him contentment.
Not part of it. The purpose of every stage on the way until the end of correction, including the end of correction, is to give Him contentment, give it back to Him, just like the guest and the host.
Is that the stage after bestowing in order to bestow?
No. The point of connection, the first one, in the absorption of the uba, of the embryo in the womb, is how can you be included in the womb, meaning in the upper one, on the condition that you do something for Him, just like He is doing for you, right? I to my beloved and my beloved to me. In one point, this is called the beginning of the Ibu.
I just wanted to clarify this point because, as we learned, the first spiritual state is to bestow in order to bestow, and then you receive in order to bestow.
To bestow in order to bestow. The first one is Ibu. This is the point of absorption.
And there you already have reception in order to bestow, the guest and the host?
You don't have yet to get to receive in order to bestow at all. How can that be? With what desire?
With what can I bestow?
By annulling yourself. This is the ubal. All of the 9 months of pregnancy are when a person annuls himself more and more towards the upper one, gradually.
Ken Fraim.
Rav, the deeper we go into the scrutiny in the work, you see that you're going into a state where you need more fuel, and it's hard. You're between heaven and earth, between the place of going only to Him. You want to delight Him and step on yourself, just trample on yourself.
You have to accept only one thing, the importance of the Creator, the greatness of the Creator. This is what you're lacking. This is what you're now telling me. So you have a society and the books and the prayer. Well, go ahead. Use them.
So that's our fuel?
The greatness of the Creator is our fuel.
So what strengthens me is the group, my environment. It gives me the support and the importance as well. So for whom am I praying? I'm asking Him to give them the strength to give me?
To them and to me directly, it doesn't matter. Just ask. Arrange the environment so that they will ask. Arrange the environment so they will influence you, so they will act before you in the greatness of the Creator. That's all. Fuel is the greatness.
Okay, and now that we're going to this Congress, today we're in a state of the beginning of the Ibu, where it's basically only to Him. The request?
Yes, we are coming to the Congress with the intention to enter through a worldwide effort. The world is our group. To enter a state where we connect, and in the connection between us, we annul our ego, and we want to enter the first point of contact with the Creator. That's it.
Thank you. You explained several times that there is no such thing as a state repeating itself. So a student asks, because the Rishimot keep changing all the time. So the question is, are there states where even though you attribute them to the Creator, they repeat themselves?
They don't repeat themselves. It just seems to us that they repeat themselves. It's just like at home, you have some problem, that, and it seems to you that it keeps repeating precisely the same way, but there is no such thing. The Rishimot are always new. However, you didn't realize them, you didn't correct them all the way to the end, so they wake up however, the internal manners in them are different. And if we will advance on the letter, we will see that the states are actually very different. We will see that the essence of the Shemot, of the states that are revealed, how much inside they are complex, intricate, and different. Okay. Yes, doctor.
I'm thinking about a situation where we are at a congress and all we need to do is connect everything that's happening in our minds and hearts to there's none else besides Him, that there is nothing else but that. And the point of each one, of in the heart of each one, determines that this is so. Is this the entrance to Ibu?
Yes, let's say.
So, what should each one do in order for it to happen?
Each one should attribute all of his emotions and his thoughts that it is all coming from the Creator.
How can such a thing happen? What effort should we do to make every thought, everything that happens around us, to be that it comes from the Creator?
The effort of the person and a prayer to be in adhesion with this only cause, the primary cause, that the Creator is the first one in everything. This actually brings a person to this point. And all the rest is just exercises. Exercises, 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 each and every moment. Everything that you do at home, at work, here, everywhere, you need to try to be in contact with Him.
If we remind every moment...
That's your business. I'm not even going to elaborate it 1,000 times more, what needs to be done in the group, and I'm not even going to talk about it. If you still don't understand, then we have nothing to talk about Ibu.
No, I mean at the Congress.
Even in the Congress, what is a Congress, Kenneth? It's a Kinus gathering. Even now it's a Congress, it's a gathering. However, in order to wake up, we do it in some single location, in a certain way, which is slightly different, but it's all about connection. Even now you have connection. So in the Congress, you'll have a more powerful connection all over the world between the different groups. And we intend for it and we invest in it, but in the end, it can happen, you know, Monday afternoon. By the way, it comes to a person inadvertently. It can be in a state that externally is seemingly one completely is not expecting it to happen, and it happens. Give the microphone there.
Can you attribute all the states to the Creator? So does that mean attributing everything that's happening in the tent to the Creator?
To attribute everything, not just in the ten or in the group, rather everything. The way that your wife and your boss and your enemies and your acquaintances, doesn't matter who and what and in what circumstances, are relating to you, not only them, not only the speaking, but also the still of vegetative and animate, how you feel from within. You feel from within, right? It is all coming from a single source that establishes towards your point of desire such an impression called the world. And it is him who is establishing it. And there's no world, and there's nothing. Rather, he is establishing this state so that through all of these manners, all of these influences, obstructions, etc., you will not be confused. You will say, through all of these thousands and thousands and thousands of different sources of influences over you, you will say, no, it is only him doing it. So that I, specifically from these thousands of different influences, will reach a state where it is coming from him. There is none else besides him.
And the one source, can I picture it as everything that's happening in the 10, in the group?
So I'm telling you, not only in the 10. Not only in the 10, in general, in the whole world, whatever is happening, whatever you feel, your impressions from anything, you have to attribute it to a single force, to the Creator.
That one force, in order to depict, describe it.
Well, one cause.
Okay, so that cause, that source, can I somehow attribute it, connect it to everything that's happening in the 10?
No, I'm telling you, no. Rather, ascribe everything to it.
Thank you.
If you will try to work with this point in Bala Sulam for a reason, and also Rabash determined it as the most important article. There is none else besides him. If you work on it, then you will advance towards Ibu, and if you want, we want. Those who will, and those who want, won't. It all depends on the intensive inner work to attribute each and every state, internally also, that it comes from within me, and also externally, if it comes from outside of me, to attribute it all to the Creator. And what about me? I'm that point that wants to annul towards his influence internally and externally over me.
If I understand the friend who asked correctly, the reason for everything that happens is he. Never mind work, family, 10, you name it. It's all him. But the purpose why it all happens, can you attribute everything to the connection in the 10? Why does it all happen?
No, not necessarily. I don't want you to be enclosed only within the 10. And what about outside the 10?
So the question is, after we become attached to the reason and create this atmosphere that helps each one think that everything comes from him, where do you take it? To what place?
To the point of unification. I have nothing to say beyond that. Nothing. Start working and you will see what it's about. I have Carmiel. Carmiel.
Good morning. What's the connection between annulment before the friends and person's personal states? And are there states where you don't have to annul before the friends?
I don't know what you have in mind, the group, the ten, friends, I don't know, so I don't want to work with this for right now. I want to give you the general form. I don't know what you mean. What do you mean, friends? I don't know. Somebody is asking, is this the 10? What is the 10 for him? I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't want to rely on it and give an answer so that the whole world later will be mistaken because of him. I don't know how you establish here the matter of the friends and the connection between you and the Creator. And therefore it's difficult for me. It's easier for me to speak in general for the time being. Of course, everything that you need to give back out of yourselves, you need to do it through the friends. so that the group will be the one that works, the one that tries to do it. But in a group, there are all sorts of people. There are in different kinds of states. The group is also what a person depicts himself, that there is a group and they are friends and each one has his own character. Rather, as Rabash writes, I need to imagine to myself that behind each friend stands the Creator. I'm afraid that after these, with these 10 friends, it's like we say that beyond the trees, you don't see the forest. So this work could actually confuse us. This is why, of course, you need to relate to them and relate to them in, to the friends in bestowal and see in them a means to approach the Creator and then null in the environment, within the environment. It's all true. However, don't, well, I now gave you a certain form of explanation that is not so much related to the ten, because I'm afraid to bring something new while you still have the old confusion. Who knows how each and every one of you depicts the ten, and it also changes from one state to another, from one day to the next. Alright? Yes, he was waiting for a long time. One who has a microphone has to constantly watch who he has to give it to.
I read there's no one else besides him maybe five times before the lesson, but I still don't understand how to connect a state where you're into will, in the will to receive, in detachment, in the bad state. How in that state do you connect to the Creator?
No, keep reading. Keep reading. I don't think that I read this article less than a few hundred times.
I read this article all the
time. I understand, but I have nothing to advise you. I have no advice to be immersed in the Shamari articles, the writings of Bala Sulam and Rabash, and the work in the society. There's nothing else to advise, and to try to be in each and every lesson. If you miss one lesson, you have to go over it. At least the first part of the lesson. Because it does not repeat. I have no possibility to repeat it. I have no time for it.
Of course, I go over all the lessons that I can.
You're not standing here before a judge, so you should judge yourself. I don't need to listen any more of it. I'm telling you, you heard me? That's it.
Odessa.
Question. What's the difference in the work between there is none else besides him in terms of working with the whole world or working with the ten?
Usually, with the whole world, we accept it or relate to it as a negative means for advancement towards adhesion, because the whole world brings us opposition, problems, different kinds of shattering, crises. It shows us a negative form in its development. It shows us that it doesn't want us because we are in contrast to the world. If the world would know how much we are in contrast, they would relate to us in such a cruel form that they would destroy us completely. The force of bestowal that we want to publicize to the world and a force of reception that exists in the whole world, and especially where the force of reception is the greatest, where it relates to religious people, of course it is the most contrasting. So in the world outside of our group, outside of the 10, we usually get from there negative impressions. From the group, we get some kind, or we try at least to build a positive impression. If we will truly get stronger and build a positive impression from the 10 and from the group, then we will have the power to balance these two impressions, the two lines, and to reach adhesion with the Creator. Well, I don't think that... Okay, last question.
We said that the ibur is a constant state where I attribute everything to the upper force.
If I enter the ibur, it's already ibur. It's called the 3 days of absorption, the absorption of the seed in the upper one, in the Creator, right? And then I only add and add and add in my adhesion to him, but of course in my feeling every time I go through detachments.
That's what I wanted to ask. How do you go through detachments in a constant state?
Well, let's wait and see. We will move on to the next part, because I think that the questions now will only confuse us. So let's go to the preface.
We'll move on to the next.